A new study shows Vermont's opioid crisis is taking a remarkable toll on one population, newborn babies. The study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at cases of neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. That can occur in newborns whose mothers are addicted to opioids. Of the 28 states studied, Vermont had the second highest rate of NAS, but that's been growing faster than anywhere else. To learn more about the implications of this, we're talking today with Dr. Ann Johnston. She teaches pediatrics at the University of Vermont and specializes in NAS. Doctor, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me speak.
First off, can you tell us a little bit about the symptoms of a newborn that has NAS?
Yes. NAS, or neonatal abstinence syndrome, is usually due to opioid withdrawal, but it can actually happen in other cases of drug withdrawal or alcohol withdrawal. But in opioid withdrawal, which we're talking about primarily, it can manifest as poor feeding, irritability, shaking of the limbs, and failure to gain weight appropriately, and diarrhea, nasal congestion, frequent yawning. Those are some of the symptoms of neonatal abstinence syndrome.
What can doctors do to treat NAS, and are there long-term effects from having this?
I think really you have to dial backwards and talk about the mothers and the families. And what I like to say is that neonatal abstinence syndrome is not a tragedy. It is easy to treat. But what is the more challenging issue is getting women into treatment. And I think to talk about neonatal abstinence syndrome in and of itself is a mistake. One has to always think of behind every infant who suffers from it, there is a mother who's suffering from the disease of opioid dependence.
You know, Doctor, you bring up a fascinating point that I was wondering about. Public policy-wise, what can you do to address, I mean, not only this huge addiction problem in Vermont, but specifically to reach out to addicted mothers-to-be? Are there programs that have been shown to be effective?
I've been treating babies who were exposed to opioids since 2000, but we have multiple teams that are working to get these women into treatment. These women are invited and encouraged to come into treatment. And I think that that is one of the reasons that you've seen such an increase in the rate of neonatal abstinence syndrome in Vermont is because we are providing greater and greater access to treatment through the alcohol and drug abuse programs, the hub and spoke model, and also through our program here at University of Vermont Medical Center, where we have developed really a low judgment and raising awareness among pregnant opioid-dependent women that they can actually have treatment and that they deserve treatment and that this is the best thing for their unborn baby and for them.
You said a phrase that struck me earlier. You said that the program you try to run is a low judgment program. I'm wondering if there is a special obstacle to getting not just, you know, opiate addicts to come in for treatment who might feel some shame about this, but women who are pregnant. Is it especially hard to convince these people that, yes, they can find help and they won't be judged for it?
Well, yes, there's an awful lot. You mentioned that some may have shame. I would say that all have shame. And then the shame is particularly bad when you're pregnant and you're using. I think that fear dominates one of their emotions in terms of coming forward. Most women who get pregnant and who are using opioids are dependent upon opioids say, okay, now I'm pregnant, I'm going to be able to get myself off. You know, the reasoning of it is doesn't follow through to the actual disease of addiction, and you can't reason yourself out of an addiction. And, of course, one of the fears that these women have who are opioid dependent and pregnant is that they'll lose that child. And so we've worked very, very hard to work closely with the state to try and get these women into treatment so that they're well-established and they can parent effectively. And many have parented beautifully.
We've been talking with Dr. Ann Johnston. She teaches pediatrics at the University of Vermont and specializes in neonatal abstinence syndrome, which can affect newborns whose mothers are addicted to opioids. Doctor, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.